Moncrief on News Talk.
When you were young, you may well have had a one-night stand, which you may or may not have regretted. Either way, you probably learned something. But it seems as if young folk today don't wish to attend that elective course at Nookie University. They want to wait. They want to make meaningful connections before even a button has been popped on a shirt. It's all a bit holy Catholic Ireland. So what's prompting it? News Talk's Can We Not Just Cuddle Instead correspondent Henry McKean went to find out.
I don't know necessarily about, like, getting together, but I do think people still go out and meet people, just probably a bit more cautious than they used to be about who they are, and maybe telling their friends if they are meeting up with anyone.
So they wouldn't just meet up with a random guy or girl like in the past. It would be a bit more controlled, a bit more sensitive, a little bit more careful.
Yeah, like, I'm sure there is still a bit of just meeting random people, but I don't think as much as it used to.
I just think, like, depends on the person. Like, some people do, some people don't, like, you know.
Samantha Keating from Your Friend, My Friend. So we host events for single people across Ireland. So they're in-person events, all about connecting people through common interests and just getting them off their dating apps and in-person meeting again.
Samantha, when it comes to hookups or one-night stands, do they still happen? Do people still meet traditionally at a concert, perhaps at a house party or in a bar, and go home together, or has it changed?
I think one-night stands do still happen, although I think people are looking for more of a connection nowadays. I think we're so used to technology and dating apps, and we've just hit a bit of a fatigue in that, and people are looking to actually connect and bond with somebody over common interests and chemistry and just feel that spark again.
Samantha, you're a bit younger than me. You're a millennial. I'm not going to give away your age, and I'm Gen X or Generation X, so you perhaps grew up with technology. I didn't. We had magazines, and we only got internet, and it was slow dial-up in about 1998. So for us, the only place you could meet someone and perhaps go further was a nightclub, was perhaps the university bar or something like that. Do young people still, you know, go to discos, or is it all on your phone?
I think the tides are changing. I don't think the younger generation goes out as much, but I think when they do go out, it's a bit new and exciting for them because they're so used to being home or on their phones, and, you know, just surrounded by technology, that I think the younger generation have actually lost the art of flirting and making that eye contact, feeling that touch on their arm, you know, that excitement and spark of meeting somebody new.
So you're saying young people don't know how to flirt? Or they're not very good at it?
I don't want to put myself in that corner, but I think it's just really changed. I think the younger generation now sees flirting as maybe sending a like or a DM rather than, you know, that eye contact across the room with somebody you've never met before, which is so exciting and, you know, gives you those butterflies again.
Well, in my opinion, I think young people are not even going out anymore that much as they used to, like people from my generation. I feel like they're kind of going more towards social media and probably texting each other rather than physically or, you know, in person socialization.
Are young people still having hookups in a natural setting like a bar and going home together for a rendezvous?
I'm not sure if they are. I hope they do.
I think it's completely unnatural. Everybody's hiding behind their technology, their phones, and not having the experiences with each other in bars and restaurants, at schools. We've got a young 15-year-old we have this conversation about all the time. Doesn't talk to people.
How does he meet people? How does he meet girls?
Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Yeah.
And you are both Generation X. Our generation would go out, would meet people, would go to a bar. We could have a kiss at the bar. That kiss could lead somewhere.
Yeah.
Are we going to miss out on that?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of what gets lost now with this new whole texting, Snapchat era. And, like, the one-night stand in particular, that usually happens from your night at the bar. You meet someone, you go out, and these are, like, now staying just on their phone. Sometimes they're going weeks without even actually meeting in person. People, whether they know or they just met, or whatever. So they may not even have like an in-person opportunity like that.
In-person opportunity is a good way of putting it, because that's the thing. You know, a one-night stand, there's obviously a connection there with that person. They obviously, there must have been a lot of flirting going on. Both of them trusted each other. They went home together. Do you think one-night stands lead to a long relationship? I mean, they do, surely.
Well, not necessarily, but there's just a total different level of connection you can make in person with someone than just over a phone. A lot's lost. A lot might be misinterpreted. It's just totally different when you're talking and meeting in person.
And you might not even be able to, you know, realize that they might have body odor or they might smell nice. You'll miss all that.
Right, exactly.
How do they meet if they're not meeting up in nightclubs, if they're only DMing each other or perhaps sending each other a heart? You know, that's their type of flirting. What hope is there?
I think the younger generation is definitely looking to do more activity-based events and experiences. Like, we host singles run clubs, and they're so popular because you're connecting people that are like-minded. And I think there's a ton of different experiences that younger people do, from art classes to walks and hikes and run clubs and different activities that really connect them.
We're still going to have a populated world out there, aren't we? People will still, do you think, get together and perhaps fall in love and have children?
I think ideally that's what we are made for. We're made for connection, and that's what we all want. And I do think maybe one night stands are slowing down a bit. They're never going to stop completely, but people are looking for more of that intimate connection and somebody to wake up in the morning with and actually have a conversation with and have similarities with.
So perhaps you hit on something that there isn't much conversation the morning after. There's a headache. And there's perhaps a regret.
Absolutely. And sometimes you can feel that, and sometimes you don't feel that. And that's why I feel like one night stands may never die completely, but they do seem to be reducing for the younger generation.
You're 68. When you were young, how did you meet girls? How did you meet up with them?
How did I meet girls? Normally in people's houses, friends' houses and things like that. There were houses that people could actually go to and meet other people at, you know, parties and things like that.
And it's a very personal question. Did you ever hook up with a girl on the same night? Did that happen back then? Back in the 70s and 80s?
Yes, sometimes it did. Yeah, sometimes it didn't. So 3 weeks was a long time in a relationship then, and you moved on.
And what's changed? Why is it that a lot of Gen Zs are not hooking up? They're not having...
Their priorities have changed. There's a lack of housing, so there's a lack of
opportunities to meet people at parties.
That too, and you know, the birth rate, they say, has gone down because there's no nests for them to put a nest in, so they're considering getting nests first and then hooking up and things like that. So it's housing is a big problem in relation to, you know, not taking a one night stand. People are more selfish now. They're more on their own solo.
So you're 19 years of age. When did you meet? How long have you been together?
Just nearly 18, I think.
Yeah, it was just before Halloween 2024 in a club in town. Yeah.
So you met the old-fashioned way in a club. Who approached who?
Me.
I didn't see her, in fairness. She spotted me first.
I spotted him, so I accidentally bumped into him.
So you liked the look of him. There was some connection there.
Yeah.
And you felt a connection too.
Yeah, pretty much.
So young people still hook up in bars?
100%.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
At least what I would have seen from like my friends and everyone, like all of our peers, I would definitely not say one night stand is dead.
It might not last, but it definitely happens.
So it still happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Young 100%. People do hook up. They do go home together.
100%,
yeah.
Without a doubt.
It goes on.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I think so.
So it hasn't been replaced by perhaps online, like for example, we can hear that song Big in Japan. What a tune. In the olden days, we would meet up in discos like the way you did and would meet each other and anything could happen. And sometimes it did and sometimes it didn't. So your friends, are they still hooking up? Are they still having one night stands, or is it more about a longer relationship?
That's a tough one. I
would say I've definitely seen both. Like, I would say, I mean, obviously we're quite young, but I would say it kind of is how it used to be. Like, you know the way sometimes you go out, you might only see a guy for a night. Or, like, sure, we've now been together for a year and a half, and my friend met another guy the same night we met, and that didn't work out. So, like, you know, you can see, like, really does depend, but I do think, like, I haven't really seen a lot of, like, online stuff, like relationships or something from people our age.
You don't think they work?
Well, I just haven't really seen them, I suppose, but yeah, I don't think they work.
That was Henry McKean reporting there. Someone says, oh, bring back the Grill, an iconic nightclub in Letterkenny. Yes, that would absolutely solve all problems that were addressed in that particular piece. But I suppose that people would have memories of places where love stories began, sort of thing.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.